Hi, and welcome back. Let's look at how we can set up fault domains using XML markup. We're going to create the same topology we made in the last video, but this time taking a more declarative, document-based approach. We're going to start, like we did last time, with just four nodes in a cluster. These nodes are running Windows Server 2016, so I can connect over Remote Desktop and open PowerShell. I can run get cluster node to see my four nodes, and I can run get cluster fault domain to see the de facto fault domain topology that's been created. What we're going to do differently now is run the get cluster fault domain XML command. This will show us an XML representation of that topology. Now, if I wanted to edit this, I could just copy paste, or I can properly use PowerShell to save it as a file. Doesn't matter what I call it or where I save it, let's call it whatever.xml. Now I can use my favorite text editor, in this case I'll use Visual Studio Code, to go look at that file. And here we are. So let's start by putting nodes 1 and 2 into a rack. Because of the way XML works, this is going to look a lot like wrapping those nodes in a rack. So in our document, let's create a new rack tag, give it a name, let's call it rack A. We'll leave nodes 1 and 2 inside and create a closing tag. Great, now we have to apply that change. So we'll go to PowerShell. We'll grab the content of the file that we've edited, and we'll run set cluster fault domain XML, passing in the contents of that file. Now, I can run get cluster fault domain, just like I did before, and see that nodes 1 and 2 are in rack A. Okay, so let's add rack B, and while we're at it, let's create that site too. So in code, we'll create another rack tag, we'll call it rack B. We'll leave nodes 3 and 4 inside that tag. We'll go to the end and close it. And wrapping everything, we can create a site tag. Works just the same. We'll give it a name, Shanghai, and we'll close it. We'll save the file, and we'll go back to PowerShell to apply it just the same way. And just like that, we have set up the same topology as we did in the last video, but using a very different approach. And these two approaches, PowerShell or XML markup, are perfectly equivalent. You can use whichever one makes the most sense for you and your deployment. Okay, that's it. Thanks for watching.